Log Talk Radio.
Now, what we've done with...
Good morning. This is Baba Jahi with another edition of Home Based Business 101. Glad to be able to be with you this Sunday morning. Sit back. Hey, we got a great show for you today. And let's start off with our theme music. It's my time.
Seven factors, and if you take out your first,
It's my time. Yes, you're building your home-based business. You have to believe that it is your time. It is your time. And today's show, I'm going to start off with talking about the home-based business that I'm a part of, and then I'm going to share some information, a fantastic interview with a former IRS person by the name of Sandy Boykin that will give you some tremendous, tremendous tax tips in his program that was he put together for an organization called One Coach, which is headed by John Asford, who some of you might have known and seen him on The Secret. And he was going to share some great, great tax tips with you because one of the things, again, as I shared with you last week, owning a home-based business is one of the greatest tax shelters that you could have in this country. And tax shelters are important. Owning a home-based business allows you to save at a minimum $4,000 to $5,000 a year on taxes. And just think, if you take that $4,000 to $5,000 a year that you save on in taxes and invest it, what it could do for you over time. So make sure you stay tuned in so that you can hear the Sandy Boykin interview. Right now I'm going to share with you information about yourtravelbiz.com, or some of you might have heard of for short, YTB. YTB is a travel business that allows a person to basically go into the travel industry and have their own customized travel booking engine on the internet, the same as Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, Cheap Hotel, all of these different ways that people currently book travel. Most people book their travel through the internet. What YTB does is allows you to come in this business, the travel business, with your own customized website that allows people to be able to book their travel off of your site, and you get paid. You get 60% of the commissions that are earned through that travel. They have a great program called the $6,000 Guarantee. Yes, you heard me right. A great program they have called the $6,000 Guarantee. And what that is a program where YTB will allow you to pass out magazines, a specific magazine. The magazine is called Success from Home. Ain't that interesting? Especially as we're talking about home-based business, but Success from Home. Have a Success from Home magazine, and YTB feels this way. You pass out 25 of these magazines a month, and over the course of 12 months, if you don't earn a penny, they would give you $6,000 because they don't believe it's possible to pass out 25 of these magazines each month and get people's name, address, email address, and follow back up with them and that you won't make any money. Now, that is unheard of in the network marketing industry. I've studied several different opportunities in the network marketing industry, and I've never seen one that had a guaranteed income program. I guarantee it that if you do what they say, that bottom line, nothing works out for you, they're going to guarantee you $6,000 in return through distributing the Success from Home magazine. That is very, very powerful, very, very powerful. Because in most network marketing, you sign up, you join, you put out your money, and then you pray that you talk to people and you have some results. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, because you still have to go to work. And what they're saying, that they feel their program is so powerful, if you give out 25 of these magazines a month and nothing happens for you, they're going to give you $6,000. Or if you only make $2,000, they're going to give you the $4,000 difference. So that's the Success from Home guaranteed $6,000 program with YTB, yourtravelbiz.com. Now, some of you might say, well, why would I want to get involved in the travel industry? Well, the travel industry is one of the largest industries in the world, $14 trillion industry, $14 trillion industry. That's what it's going to be in terms of as it doubles. It's already a $7 trillion industry, but it'll double to $14 trillion industry, number one industry in the world. Just think about it. Most people, if you was to ask them, if they had all the time and the money that they wanted, what would they do? Most people tell you, Travel. Hey, going on a vacation I've never been on before. That vacation I always wanted. Most people would have jobs. They work all year long to get 2 weeks off to go on a vacation. Well, one of the things we do in YTB is we teach you how to take what's called a paidcation. A paidcation. See, what is a paidcation? What is a paidcation, Baba Jahi? A paidcation is where you take a vacation and you get paid while you're on your vacation. One of the people that I know in the business recently helped their church with booking a cruise. So the church booked a cruise from on their site. They went on a cruise with their congregation. While on the cruise, they were getting paid for the cruise that was booked by the other members of their congregation, spending their money to be on the cruise. And they also went on the cruise for free as a travel agent because the rooms and the stuff was booked from off of their site. And for every 8 rooms that's booked on a cruise, you get 1 room free. So not only were they able to go, they was able to also take other family and friend other family and friends on a cruise because there are perks in the travel industry. I mean, some big-time perks. There's something that's called FAM trips, familiarization trips, because once you become a travel agent, as you travel, you're able to get special discounts and upgrades off of normal travel that people pay for that are not a travel agent. So there's a lot of perks in the industry. It's a big industry in terms of the travel industry. And in most cases, you don't have to twist anybody's arm to travel. You're not doing, as we say, and not putting down other type opportunities that people have. But we're not selling lotions and potions, not prepaid and other kind of type methods of things that you're trying to market to people. Basically, in the travel industry, people let you know that they want to travel. You have family and friend members as holidays is coming up that are going to be traveling. Just think, when family and friends travel to go visit people during the holidays, how they could be able to book their hotel room off your site, book their rental car off your site, book their airfare off your site, special events that they're going to go to, buy the tickets for those events off your site, people that play golf, be able to get their tee time off your site. People that are going to go to Disney World, they can go onto your site and take a virtual tour of Disney, plan their trip, and pay for their whole Disney experience off your site. So you can see that by being in the travel industry, it allows you to position yourself, to take advantage of people's travel needs. Very, very powerful concept, because again, most things you have to convince people that it's a reason that they need to buy it. And a lot of things you do, you have to keep an inventory. I don't have to keep an inventory of Carnival cruise tickets. People go to my site, they want to go on a cruise, they book their cruise. I don't have to keep an inventory of airline tickets with all of the major airlines. People who need to fly somewhere, they go on my site, hey, they book it. I don't have to keep an inventory of hotel rooms. People want to check into a hotel, they go on my site, they book it. So you can see, if you're getting them to capture this picture, that this creates a tremendous opportunity to make money off of something that people really like doing. As we say in YTB, we sell recreation and recess. People love to travel, and you can make money off of people's travel. Now, that's one side of the business. The other side of the business is also being a marketing representative for the company. Not only can you have people book travel off of your site, but you can sell the opportunity to other people who want sites for people to book travel off of and sell what we call travel stores. Travel stores. So you share the opportunity with people, and people decide they want to get involved in this opportunity. And every time one of them signs up to purchase their travel store and get their customized website, the company rewards you. They pay you. Initially, for every person that you bring in, the first six, you get $50 a person. You help them do the same thing, and then you move to another level where magic starts to happen. After you have brought six people in, and through the help of those six and brought in another six, you start getting what's called leadership bonuses. You get $1,000 for every time you and your team, not you by yourself, but you and your team, create six more people above that initial 12. So 12 people on your team, $1,000 bonus. 18 people on your team, another $1,000 bonus. 24 people on your team, another $1,000 bonus. 30 people on your team, another $1,000 bonus. You can do that 16 times, and then something magic again happens. The 17th time, by then you're going to have at least 100 people on your team, and you'll get a $10,000 bonus. This is a bonus above everything else that you make. I don't know too many companies that gives away that type of bonus, but not even too many jobs. And again, the beauty of this is that this is a home-based business opportunity, people. You don't have to open up an office. You basically, you set up a place in your house, which most people already have. Most people, you're listening to this show, you already got a place set up in your house because you listen to this program via the Internet, which means you already got a computer, you already hooked into the Internet, and all you'll be doing, just like listening to this show, is being able to get your customized travel website and be able to share that information with people one or two ways. You can either make money just having people book travel, or you can make money just selling travel stores, or you can do both. You do both, and one of the things you want to be able to do, again, and how you take advantage of your home, is you have travel parties. The same way as people used to have, and some people are probably very familiar with this, where people had Tupperware parties, and pocketbook parties, and Avon parties, and Mary Kay makeup parties. Well, you have a travel party in which people share where they went for vacations. And then you're able to share, okay, in the future, let me show you how you could take that vacation at a cheaper price. Or as we say, do you want to travel wholesale versus retail? If you want to travel wholesale, then you learn how to travel like an insider. And when you travel like an insider, you save tons and tons and tons of money and have fun at the same time. Traveling and having fun. So those are some of the key components of the YTV opportunity, the opportunity to own your own home-based travel business. And there's tremendous tax write-offs that you'll be able to take advantage of by doing that. And we're going to share some of those tax write-offs through an interview in the next portion of the show, which is courtesy of an organization called One Coach, an interview with Sandy Boykin, a person who worked for the IRS, that's going to give you the inside track. You heard me, the inside track. Whether you're in YTB, whether you're in Mary Kay, whether you're in Five Links, Shackley, Amway, doesn't matter which opportunity you're in, everybody can use this tax information. Or even if you're not even in a network marketing business, but you have a home-based business where your home-based business might be computer repair, your home-based business, you might do Pamper Catering. There's so many different home-based business opportunities out there that people are taking advantage of. And for those of you that's thinking about a home-based business, you want to key in on this information, because when you decide to do your home-based business, you want to know about the tax advantages and the tax shelters. Everybody needs a tax shelter, and home-based business opportunity is one of the greatest tax shelters that exists today in this country. Did you know that for the average person out there working, they pay more taxes than Donald Trump? Rich people don't pay taxes. They have tax shelters. They have tax write-offs. They, with the help the accounting or the tax people, they learn the tax laws and they pay hardly any at all in terms of taxes. Most middle income people and working class people, we have a tax problem. We pay too much in taxes. One of the ways to avoid that is open up a home-based business. And if you're curious as to how to open up a home-based business or how to get your home-based business going in the right track, all you have to do is you can email me at Sitawi, that's S-I-T-A-W-I, underscore, Jasari, J-A-S-A-R-I, at JahiTravelSite.com. That's Jahi, J-A-H-I, travel, T-R-A-V-E-L, site, S-I-T-E.com. Also, the call-in number for those of you listening out there today, the call-in number is 646-595-42222. Again, call-in number 646-595-4222. Give me a call. You know, let me know what you think about the program. You're listening to the program. You know, please rate the show. Also, you can go to, well, you're already on the site, in order to be able to listen to the program, you can go to the blog, leave your comments and things that you feel in terms of, you know, information that is shared about, you know, on this show. And, you know, just so happy for those of you that are listening in to be able to listen, tune in, and take advantage of this information, because you want to become a person in terms of your home-based business, as what we call to find the enlightened way to wealth. There's an enlightened way, an enlightened path to wealth. And before going to my program with Mr. Sandy Boykin, I want to share that information with you, and then we will go into the tax information. And this is from the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire System. Now, some people will say, millionaire? Come on, I'm just trying to make an extra $500 a month. Well, that's cool. Just no problem with that. But, you know, first says, why become a millionaire? Well, there's nothing wrong with having that dream and wanting to become a millionaire. And, you know, so a lot of times we have to go through making sure that we understand there's nothing bad about wanting to be a millionaire. It says, you need to bring only two things to the table if you want to be a millionaire: desire and willingness to act. Do you have the desire, and are you willing to act? If you have the desire and you're willing to act, then they ask you to go on and read the introduction pages and then go online and make the commitment to follow the 1 Minute Millionaire System. And how you go online? You go online to 1MinuteMillionaire.com. And that is, this book is written by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen. After you read and understand the millionaire ahas, read and understand the leverage sections. Choose your approach to making your millions. Now, there's two approaches. The long route approach is you can invest. And if you invest money, depending on the interest rate you get over time, if you live long enough, you can get $1 million. Or you can choose to take another route. That route, is it in real estate? Is it investments? Is it business? Is it the internet? Whichever one of those you choose, and if you choose business, turns a home-based business, or how to use the internet, then next you create your plan. Once you create your plan, then you have to apply leverage. After you apply leverage, then you master the skill sets. And mastering your skills, then you are ready to execute your plan, be on course, make connections, and as you work towards that millionaire goal, inspire and support others. Inspire and support others. It's very, very important that you do that. You start with a dream, you build a thing, build a team, and then you work on your theme, and you'll be able to reach that goal. Remember, you start with a dream. My dream started with wanting to have my own home-based business. And in the process of wanting to have my own home-based business, I knew I needed a team. And I'm constantly working to build that team around the theme of how to make money on the internet through the travel industry. And over time, by building that team and working on that theme, I will be able to reach my goal of becoming an enlightened millionaire. And in the process, I'm going to save money on my taxes. And the money that I save on my taxes gives me money to invest to also support my dream. I hope this makes sense to you, and you know that you're able to comprehend this and the book you want to pick up. And I always will be sharing information from different books with you throughout the course of this show each week when we come on the air. And this one is The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert G. Allen. And it's called The Enlightened Way to Wealth. The Enlightened Way to Wealth. And their goal through this book is, in the process of over time, is to create 1 million millionaires. And one of the ways to be able to do that, and people feel that there will be new millionaires that will come in to this century, the majority will come to developing some type of home-based business, working from their home. So if you're ready for the course and you're ready to take action and put in the time and pay your dues, you can make it happen. Most important thing is the proverb, Chinese proverb says, the journey of 1,000 miles begins. The journey of 10,000 miles begins with the first step. Make that first step and then just keep taking those steps. And you step out on faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You might not see it right now, but you have to step out on faith. You have to have that hope. You have to say, and one of the old spirituals, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me now. I don't feel no ways tired. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me now. See, through the power of the Creator, however you operationalize your faith, through the power of the Creator and use positive spiritual principles, people believe that you can tap into enlightened wealth. Enlightened wealth. That's what you really want to be able to focus on. You know, how you can become wealthy. Now, the purpose of that should be so that you can share with others. Not to be greedy, hoard your wealth, look down on other people. That's a negative process through wealth. You obtain wealth, you want to be able to make sure that you can use it to help better humankind. That's so important, to care about people. That's why in this book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, not only do they talk about how to become wealthy, but how, as they say, to become and take a path in terms of enlightened wealth, where to keep the floodgates of money open and flowing through your life. That you must care about others, help others. And they said one of the first things you should do when you're building your business that's not mentioned in most business plan development is automatically figure out who are you going to give 10% of your money to, what organization, what worthwhile cause. Say, have some worthwhile cause that you are donating to keep prosperity flowing through your life by giving to others. That is so powerful. I suggest you pick up this book, 1 Minute Millionaire, by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen, and, you know, dwell into it, along with book Think and Grow Rich. And those of you that email me or go onto the blog, and if you don't have a copy of Think and Grow Rich, you send me your email address, and I can email you a copy of Think and Grow Rich. I can also email you a copy of a book called Richest Man in Babylon, and also can email you a copy of a book called As a Man Thinketh. And I will talk more about those books in some of our upcoming shows. Okay, we've gotten through the first 30 minutes of the show with a lot of information that I wanted to share with you in terms of the YTB opportunity, the mindset of owning a home-based business, the advantages of home-based business, enlightened past the wealth. And now what I'm going to do is, for the second segment of this show, is put on information for you to listen to concerning your taxes and tax information, and that's how I'm going to close this next 30 minutes out of the show. So sit back, take notes, get out a pencil and pen, and if you would like to receive a copy of the information that you're about to listen to, all you have to do, again, is email me or on the blog, leave your email address, make a comment, and I will make sure you get a copy of this information you're about to listen to.
Hi, everybody. Thank you again for participating in our expert training call as we continue to bring you fresh ideas for making more money while living an extraordinary life. Today I've got Sandy Botkin as our guest, and Sandy is the CEO of the Tax Reduction Institute and is an expert on tax rules and regulations, something we all love to talk about, don't we? He has spent time on the inside as a legal specialist in the Office of Chief Counsel at the U.S. Internal Revenue Service, and today he earns rave reviews for his seminars, books, and other training products that focus specifically on how to lower your taxes big time. As a matter of fact, Lower Your Taxes Big Time is the name of his popular book, and the book's subtitle says it all: Wealth Building Tax Reduction Secrets from an IRS Insider. So we've got an IRS insider with us tonight that's actually going to help us as opposed to try to take more of our money away. It is at the top, it's top rated on Amazon.com that provides loads of tips and advices for you to lower your taxes legally. Sandy also offers a number of other informational products that we'll talk about later that will help solopreneurs and entrepreneurs, business owners, save as much money as possible on their taxes. And this specifically today is going to be focused on helping you. How do you pay more attention to your taxes and specifically reducing your taxes and where you might be leaving money on the table that you should be taking advantage of. And so, Sandy, I want to welcome you to our expert training call.
It's a pleasure to be on.
Thanks. Sandy, we don't like to waste a lot of time, and so let's get right into it. Let's talk about why does a solopreneur, small business owner need to pay close attention to their tax planning. I did say tax planning.
Let me ask you a question. Would you say an extra $5 million in your pocket is a good reason?
It's a great reason.
You know, I ran the numbers. If you read, there's some major books out there, but if you ever listen to Donald Trump speak at some of these major seminars, which I did seminars mm-hmm. with him, one of the things he says is two things, actually, is one, get a prenuptial agreement. I sure can understand why he says that.
Right.
But the second one is if you want to become a multimillionaire, you must get your tax affairs down to the legal minimum. People don't realize how critical that is. You know, Susie Orman, who's very well known, goes on television and says debt is the number one expense. You need to get rid of it. You need to reduce it. And yet she's wrong. The number one expense in North America is taxes. It exceeds what you pay for food, clothing, lodging, and transportation combined. And I'll show you where I got my $5 million. Let's assume you save $4,000 a year in taxes. And we all, by the way, have normal life expenses. I like to think of our life as a wheel. You know, you got expenses for your kids' education, for your kids' wedding, car, things like that, gifts, vacations. You know, how do you get the money for that? Well, you can work harder and two or three jobs, which doesn't really work. You can go on a financial diet, or you can save taxes. And let's assume, as I said, you save $4,000 a year in taxes, and you simply invest it in an average-performing mutual fund. Nothing fabulous. I use T. Rowe Price as my example. Just put it away. Just take 4,000 savings and just dump it away every year. For 40 years, it is worth $5.2 million at retirement.
$5.2 million.
Over a person's lifetime, that sounds pretty darn good.
That does sound good.
That's what it's worth. There is nothing more beneficial than tax planning. You know, people will go to all kinds of motivational seminars, and you might have 2,500 people on a motivational seminar. You'll go to all this other stuff, and yet nothing is as beneficial as tax planning because it works. Whether or not you bring in a lot of clients, whether or not you run your business, you know, you make lots of money in the business, because the tax benefits can work for you while you are working that business, and it works regardless of whether you get a lot of customers or a few customers. It's one of the few things that really, really works for you.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head very, very early on in the conversation here, and it's tax planning, not tax paying. Most people are used to paying taxes, not planning for reduction of taxes.
That's absolutely correct. You know why that is?
Why?
Because there's two myths in this country. Myth number one is, well, Sandy, I only made, you know, $20,000, $10,000, $50,000. When I make $200,000, I'll worry about tax planning. Absolutely wrong. Because if what I say generates a loss in your business, as long as you work your business, you know, honestly, with a reasonable expectation of profit, That loss can be used against any form of income you have, interest, dividends, wages, rents, pensions, anything. So let's say you make $50,000 salary. You have a little side business that generates a $10,000 loss.
Right.
You only pay taxes on $40,000. And let's say the loss exceeds your whole income for the year. You can carry back all business losses 2 years and get a refund from the federal and state government for the last 2 years of taxes that you pay, or carry forward all business losses up to 20 years and offset the next 20 years of earnings so you never lose a properly documented business deduction. But the biggest myth of all is only seven words long, and I promise you it is the number one financial planning mistake you'll ever make and most people ever make in this country. And it costs more money than any mistake they ever have done before, and yet you will never read this in any financial planning book other than my book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time. And that mistake is, those seven words are, my accountant takes care of my taxes.
My accountant takes care
of my taxes. By the way, I'll give you a similar one, which I just heard today from someone. My spouse takes care of my taxes.
Which means nobody's taking care of us.
Well, that's the problem. Right. No one is. You know, the accountants figure you're doing the job you should be doing. You think your accountant's taking care of you. You know what? Nobody's taking care of anyone.
I love it. Let me move right into some of the common business expense categories where people, me, you, well, I guess you're not, but other people that are listening to the call, where are we missing the boat?
Well, you're missing the answer is you're missing the boat everywhere. I mean, I give seminars all over the United States. I asked, there was a study done by one of the major magazines, I don't know if it was Bottom Line, but one of the big magazines, that estimated that self-employed individuals are overpaying their taxes due to ignorance to the tune, get this, of over $180 billion a year. Billion.
Wow.
The problem is people don't know that we have really good tax laws. We really do. And people will say, oh, I want to change the law. We have great tax laws, as we'll get into today. But the problem is, if you don't know about them, it doesn't help you, does it?
Yeah. I think the statement you made is we're looking for our accountants to understand and know what we should be doing, but we're not really planning with them.
We're not really planning. If you don't know, if you don't do the planning, and by the way, I want to emphasize something. Tax planning is a whole year deal. It is not something we do from January to April. If you really need to plan throughout the year, because if we don't plan to take certain deductions, for example, one of the things I'll be talking about is hiring kids in your business instead of paying for their education. If we don't plan by hiring them in the business, we won't have that wage deduction come December 31st to be able to take on a tax return.
That's actually a great point. You hire them, pay them, and that way they can pay for their own college.
Well, that's exactly right. And then aren't you, in essence, getting a deduction for the equivalent of their education that way?
Oh, absolutely.
It's the same money. Now, there are obviously things you need to know, which I cover in my tax strategies program. You need to have, you know, it's got to be a reasonable wage. It's got to be, you know, it's got to be documented correctly. But if you do it correctly, I mean, you can get the equivalent of a deduction for your kids' education and weddings that way.
That's a great idea. I love that. I'm going to hire my kids.
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, it doesn't have to be hired in a business. It can be in a rental property enterprise. If you want some rental property, to be done there. And not to mention the fact that the first $4,000 you pay them can go into a Roth IRA and all the appreciation is tax-free for their education. And a lot of times people ask me, well, what can my kids do? Well, they can lick envelopes, address envelopes for your business, clean the business office, work on a computer, go to the post office. If you live in Washington, D.C. or Houston, Texas, shred documents.
I love your passion for this.
Well, $5 million sounds like, you know, my goal is to change people's lives.
Right.
It seems to me that an extra $5 million over a person's lifetime will have a real impact on their life.
At least that much. $5 million is a lot of money.
And that's not assuming somebody does something, really, really aggressive, like buys lots of real estate or does stock trading, right? That's just, you know, just putting $4,000 away for 40 years in an average performing fund. Just keep putting it away.
So that's the value of compounding interest.
That's correct.
I know that you talk about writing off our fund.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what the Internal Revenue Code says is that you can write off 50% of your fund and 50% of your friend's fund, fun being movies, plays, golf, sports tickets, things like that, as long as you talk business. And here's the rule, and you might want to write this down, by the way.
Just wrote that down.
We're going to be covering a lot of material. As long as you talk business within the same 24-hour day as the fun. Now, what does that mean? Let's say you and I go out We're driving to a football game, and my goal is to talk business with you. That's why we're going to the game.
Right.
And I talk to you about getting a referral, and then we go to the football game, and I pay for your tickets. Is that talking business within the same 24-hour day? From talking in the car, going to the game? And the answer will be yes. I don't think traffic's that bad where we are.
Right.
Let's say I take another example. You and I go out, we talk business over lunch. And then right after lunch, I say, you know, it's such a beautiful day. In fact, it is a nice day here in Washington, D.C. What do you say we go play golf? And you say, well, okay, show me how, I'll go with you. You might have a 300 handicap, but you're going. Is that talking business within the same 24-hour day? And the answer is yes. So the key is to have an appropriate tax diary or tax organizer where that will force you, that will prevent procrastination, to write down certain things that we'll get to. So that you can write off 50% of your fund and 50% of your friend's fund. The key is showing the IRS that you talk business within the same 24-hour day as the fund. In fact, interestingly enough, in the United States, I think you'll like this, you don't need a receipt for any entertainment. That includes fun if the expense is under $75 per expense.
So $150 total between you and a friend.
No, $75 total.
Total, okay.
You and a friend, under $75. So let's take, and by the way, I do not recommend you have all your entertainment be
$74.99.
So let's take an example. Let's say I go out with you and I get some expensive pretzels, and I spend $25 on pretzels. Hopefully those are good pretzels. I must have gone to the Claim Jumper or some one of those places that sells expensive pretzels. Do I have to have a receipt for that $25 of pretzels? And the answer is no, because it's under $75. Now let's say that I give you a really good sales idea, and you say, you know, Sandy, I really appreciate what you did for me, what you were on this conversation. I'll tell you what, I'll take you out to dinner. And I figure, well, this is a once in a lifetime situation, so I'm going to go get a steak and a nice glass of wine and a martini, maybe a nice dessert, and you're stuck with an $85 bill. Do you have to have a receipt for that? And the answer would be yes, because it's entertainment and it's $75 or more. So you do not need a receipt. If it's anything to do with entertainment, fun, and it's under $75.
It's amazing. I'm sitting here feeling like a dunce, not knowing this, and I think I take pretty good care of my
Why do you think the average self-employed person, when they did the study, if you take it in total, is overpaying, and this is everyone in total, is overpaying their taxes by an estimated $180 billion because they don't know this information. You know, and by the way, I want to emphasize something on this call. We are giving a 30,000-foot overview
of
what's in my tax strategy program. I mean, we're just barely touching the surface here. So imagine what people are really missing here.
If you weren't the best, I wouldn't have you on the call. We're going to definitely get people to go to your site and get your book, get all your stuff.
Yeah, so it's really something. People don't realize how important tax planning is. They really don't. It's funny. I was at one of the big mega events, and there was a guy was selling stock trading programs. People have to use their common sense. They really do need to use common sense. And this guy is showing a picture of his beautiful car and his beautiful wife that he just married, and he's telling them how much money he made in his big house. And I happen to know this guy personally. And point of fact, he didn't make one dime stock trading. He made it selling his stock trading seminar and his stock trading program. And even worse, nobody thought to themselves that if this guy had this wonderful software, why is he hawking it at a seminar when he could be making it $4 billion selling it to Payne Weber?
Right.
All right? But tax planning, they don't want to know that. But they don't realize, and that's the important part of this call, how important and how realistic saving money is with tax planning.
You make a great point. I think it goes back to that again, you know, planning. How do people start the planning process? What are some examples of what they can start doing to get their taxes down to the legal minimum?
Well, first of all, the first thing they need to understand is that they don't know a lot of things. That understanding.
I'll be first to admit that.
Now, once you understand then the next step is to get the knowledge, which means I need to get my book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time, and get my CD series, Tax Strategies for Business Professionals. In fact, I even have a real estate course, Wealth Building Tax Strategies for Real Estate, that will increase your rate of return by about 20% per property. So they need to get the knowledge. That's the first thing they need to do. The next thing they need to do is to understand that the key behind tax planning is knowledge and documentation. They got to have what I call a tax organizer. Now, what is that? A tax organizer has all the tax questions that IRS requires. It's like a Franklin planner, but it has all the tax questions that IRS requires right in front of you 365 days a year. So you would have next year appointments. What would you have? You'd have your mileage log. So right next to your appointments, you'll have something forcing you to write down your mileage. Right there. It's right in front of you. You can't forget about it. It'll add all the tax questions. For example, on entertainment and writing off your fun, there are certain things that IRS requires. You have to write down what I call the four W's and an H. And here they are. W, number one, who? Who did I take out? Took out Larry Michael, for example. Who? Where? I went to Greasy Lloyd's restaurant for lunch. Believe it or not, there really is a place like that. Or Outback Steakhouse for dinner. Who, where? Why? This is very important. You want to be specific. You don't want just want to write down the word goodwill or prospect. You want to say, try to get a referral, or talked about my income opportunity, or talked about patient, or try to get a patient. Be specific. What did you discuss? Who, where, why? When? What was the date? It could be October 31st, 2006 or 5 or whatever. And finally, how much? What did you spend? Who, where, why, when, how much? And you write this in a tax organizer or tax diary. If you leave out any one of these five things or you don't have a tax organizer, IRS will hit you with a 75% civil fraud penalty on the additional tax they get out of you. They're not kidding, and neither am I.
Wow. I feel like, I'm telling you, the second time in this call, I feel like a dunce. We were only in it for 20 minutes. I know
you're not. You're not a dunce.
Yeah, I know. I haven't kept that good records on all my stuff, and I imagine if I haven't, I'm pretty anal retentive.
Well, you know why? People are so busy trying to run their business or run their life on a day-to-day basis. They don't really think about taxes, or they think their accountant takes care of them. And they don't understand, number one, the accountant really doesn't take care of them. And number two, taxes are such a critical element in order to really get rich in this country. But they don't understand this. You know, you get a salary check, and you look at your check, and you're forced to live on the little bit of money that the government leaves us. You don't realize how much is really being taken out of that paycheck. And people do not understand how significant taxes are to their life. You know, we're not just talking federal tax. When you get a deduction, not only can you save federal tax, but usually you save state tax. Usually you save Social Security or Medicare. And then there's a lot of miscellaneous taxes like sales tax, hotel tax, gasoline tax, where if you're getting to write off those things, you save a lot of those miscellaneous taxes.
Sure, yeah. I know in my case it's probably tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking, and little things, little tax planning tips, like writing off your fund that you might be forgetting, or writing off your movies, or writing off your season tickets by doing it right, or writing off the plays. You know, those little things really add up over a period of a year.
Well, yeah, and as you mentioned before, $4,000 over 40 years is $5.2
million. $5.2 million. Even if you don't do it for 40 years, even if you do it for 30 years, it's $1.3 million. This is extra money at retirement.
That's mind-boggling.
That's above and beyond what you'd normally have. You know, I was reading somewhere that, and it's an old story, but it was a study done by Harvard where of all the people who retired by age 65, 2% can retire with the same standard of living that they had before 65. The other 98%, which is mind-boggling, have to either continue working, reduce their standard of living, or live on some form of charity.
Wow.
And yet, had they taken tax planning seriously, just tax planning, forget about anything else, had they taken it very seriously and just put away money every year, they would have been enough to retire as a multimillionaire.
That's the key right there. That's the first thing that I wrote down is tax planning versus tax paying.
That is correct. Let's put it this way. If you plan correctly, you will pay a lot less.
Right. Let me shift over to an area that I know has always confused me, and that's travel. What is the norm? What should we be doing when we're traveling as a business owner?
Well, there's a lot of rules on travel. I mean, I spent an hour in my program on travel. But let me give you a little background.
Yeah, this is high-level stuff,
though. There are two categories of travel, in a sense. One is the on-the-road expense, and the other is the actual transportation costs. IRS says, generally, that if the majority of your days are spent on business, you may deduct 100% of your transportation. So if you have a 13-day trip in Hawaii, and you do business, you meet with distributors, you talk with potential referral sources, I'm talking about legitimate prospects here,
right,
for 7 out of 13, you may deduct 100% of the transportation. Now, for every day you are on business travel, let me give you a definition of business travel. You're on business travel whenever you are sleeping away from home overnight in a strange bed conducting business. So, for example, if I slept over – where are you, by the way? Where are you
San
located?
Diego.
San Diego, okay. I was just in San Diego a week ago, by the way. If I slept over there, I'm on business travel. Let's say I didn't sleep over. Let's say I went from Washington, D.C. in the morning, came to give a seminar over in San Diego, and then took the red eye back. If I don't sleep over, am I on business travel? And the answer is no. I have to sleep over. Okay? And I could live 10 minutes away from the hotel. I can live in San Diego. And if I stay in the hotel because of airplane problems, or not even because of traffic problems or some automobile problems, I'm still on business travel. All I have to do is sleep over. So if whenever I'm sleeping in a strange bed, conducting business, I can deduct that day's on-the-road expenses. Now, what are the on-the-road expenses? They are 100% of your lodging, 100% of your shoe shines, and 100% of your dry cleaning and laundry, but only 50% of your food. So if you spend $50 a day on food, you can deduct 50% of that, or $25. And here's one tip that I will bet you that you and most of your listeners never really understood. And what this is a nice tip. IRS recently actually came out with a publication that says that not only is your dry cleaning and laundry deductible when you're at a convention out of town or a business seminar or a business trip, but as long as your clothing got soiled there, you may clean them anywhere. So your first dry cleaning bill you incur when you get back home is 100% deductible.
Wow.
Bet you didn't know that one.
I haven't thought about it. Forget about knowing it.
But that's the point. You're right. And here's the point. If you didn't document it correctly, or if you didn't even think about it, by the time December 31st, your accountant isn't going to be able to give you the deduction, will they?
Absolutely not. It's too late.
That's right. That's the point. That's why tax planning is so essential to be done on a yearly basis and to understand what you're doing.
I totally. I have a bookkeeper personally who all my bills go to her. Everything goes to Marilyn, who's my personal bookkeeper. And so I'm probably ahead of the curve than most people. But is tax planning something you can outsource?
I'll give you a clear-cut answer. It depends. How's that for a clear-cut answer?
Yeah.
You've got it. Basically, there's two parts of besides knowing what you're doing, there's two things about tax planning. One is you have to keep some kind of diary with you on a daily basis. So, for example, you're out there seeing clients. You're out there, you know, talking to people. When do you get your deductions? And the answer is when you're really seeing people. So you've got to keep some kind of log to note what you're spending. Let me give you a good example of this. I went to a hotel in San Diego. When you mentioned San Diego, I'll pick that city. I carry a bunch of slides with me. I get on the plane. First of all, I have to take a sky cab, so I pay $3 to the sky cab to my luggage on the plane. Then I take the plane to San Diego, got another sky cab at San Diego Airport. Got to pay another tip. Now I take the shuttle to the hotel. All right, now I got to pay the shuttle driver. Shuttle driver takes my luggage off the shuttle, gives it to an outdoor bellman. I hate when they have all these dancing bellmen. Now I got to give another tip. The outdoor bellman brings it to the indoor bellman. Now I get another tip. The indoor bellman brings my luggage up to my room. That's another tip. Now, next day, time for the seminar. I got to bring my luggage down. Now I got to pay an indoor bellman. The indoor bellman then takes it at the end of the day to the outdoor bellman. Another tip. I then go on the shuttle again. Oh, to keep tipping people. I then go to the San Diego Airport. Now another tip. If I don't have something triggering me to write all this down, you think I'm going to remember this?
No way.
There's no way.
I've never yet.
I don't care how brilliant you are. In fact, to give you an idea of some of the crazy things, I actually tried to write this down on a little sheets of paper. And you don't know what the problem was? I put the paper in my jacket, and then I dry cleaned the jacket, and that was the end of my receipts. The bottom line is you need a tax organizer. That's the key. Now, there's some other things that people can do. There are special services you can use, and I'm aware of something for that. Service that's called EVA for Hire, which is a special kind of, it's almost like a computerized dictating service.
Is that EVA?
EVA, EVA for Hire, www.evaforhire. You need a number. I think it's 10297 if they ask you for a number. That's 10297. But anyway, you go to this website, and you can actually, this is a product that they have where you can actually, it's almost like outsourcing it, where you can dictate all of your expenses, all of your mileage questions, all of your logs, and then the next day you will receive from their service a summary of everything you dictated.
Right, I believe there's another one called idictate.com.
This one's even better because this one's done by real people.
Okay.
And they store it in a storage facility that makes Fort Knox look like nothing, so you never have to worry about a New Orleans type of disaster.
EVAforHire.com.
Yes.
Great, I love it.
It's really good. But you need a number to get on. I think it's 10297. I consult with them, so I have that number. But anyway, there's a lot of things there. But you can use that. You can use a tax organizer to summarize your expenses. There's a lot of things, but you got to have something triggering you to write this down on a daily basis, or you're going to forget it.
Well, I think it comes back to, I'll give an example. I've got two pages of notes so far, Sandy, and I think the first thing is the awareness, and that's what we're doing here. We're gaining the knowledge, and then you know, the next thing you said is documentation. You've got to have the questions: who, where, why, when, how much. I have not been aware of this, and one of the reasons I wanted to interview you was I'm sure that everybody on the call has heard one or two or three things that say, I didn't know that, I didn't know that. And in this particular case, what you don't know is costing
you. It's very costly. Remember, all you have to do is just save a little here and a little there, and before you know it, you're up to this $4,000 a year, which over 40 years is $5 million with the investments. And you asked about outsourcing your business. You know, it would be great. One of the things I used to say is, wouldn't it be great if we can have somebody with us, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know, copying down all the expenses, all the things we need to do. That'd be wonderful. It's only one problem. That probably costs about $30 an hour or more. You know, at least with a tax diary, you know, if you pay $80 or $100 and that's it, or even for hire is 25 cents an hour. But you know, the point is
an hour,
it's 25 cents.
That's almost free.
I understand that. That's why I recommended it.
Okay.
there's just so many things you can do with today's technology. That it doesn't make it that hard. Tax. What's interesting is not whether you should do tax planning. It's you absolutely should, no question, because it's not that hard. It's easy.
Yeah,
you should have known it.
It's a new idea that everybody has to consider and to do. I totally agree with that. That's absolutely outstanding. The question I've got is tax planning for
right.
a business. When should you be doing that? I know right now is a good time to start. When's the best time, in your opinion?
Well, the answer is all the time, all year round, right now, the second. I can't emphasize that enough. Tax planning, you really got to know what you're doing in order to implement the plans. I know if you want to write off your fund, you got to know the rules about fun. Then you got to document it: who, where, why, when, how much. All of this is critical throughout the year. We talked about, you know, instead of your kid, I talked about one way of writing off the equivalent of your kids' education and weddings by hiring your kids. But if you don't hire them throughout the year and you don't document it correctly throughout the year, where you have to keep timesheets, you got to show what they did, then you're not going to have the wage deduction.
Right.
I'll give you another example. There's just so many, many things you can do. I'll give you something that you probably never thought of. How would you like to write off all the equipment that you use in your business twice?
Of course I'd like to.
I bet you everybody listening would like to. Believe it or not, there's several ways to do it. Several ways. But let me give you one. Right now, your equipment is fully you'll eventually write off all your equipment, whether it takes you 5 years, 7 years. But the point is, eventually you write it off. After you write off your equipment, whether it's your car, computer, cell phone, PDAs, you give away your computer to your kids or your grandkids or your nieces and nephews. You may have to set up a trust first. There's some ways you have to do this. And then lease it back from them with a lease agreement. You have depreciated the equipment.
Right.
You're now deducting the lease payment. You're deducting that equipment twice. And people ask me, well, what would they do with that money? How about pay for their college education down the road? Or the weddings. That's what they do with the money. And even better, let's assume somebody sues you for $1 million due to malpractice. What's going to happen? Nothing, because you've just lawyer-proofed your assets. You put everything in your kid's name. A lot of physicians do that. That's probably the number one financial planning strategy among physicians in the United States.
Is to depreciate their assets and then lease it back to them?
You got it. And give it away to their children or nieces or nephews or grandchildren and lease it back. Or their parents. Anybody they would give money to anyway.
How does somebody go about finding somebody to help them, a proper tax planner? I know.
All right. I hope you've been enjoying that information Mr. Boykin gave out. And again, if you'd like to receive a copy of this information, all you have to do is go on site to the blog, leave me a comment with your email address, and I can email you a copy of an interview. It's in an MP3 format. And, you know, be able to share that with you. Also, I have some wonderful, wonderful motivational e-books that I can share with you. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which is a classic. The Richest Man in Babylon and As a Man Thinketh. I enjoyed having you out there listening to Home-Based Business 101 again this Sunday. And I'm Baba Jahi. And, you know, hey, tune in again next week, same time. And we're able to share more information with you. Have a blessed week. And remember, it's my time, and make your home-based business work for you. Peace and blessings.